This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called, You Can Take My Body, But Not My Soul.
After escaping the mass executions of Jews in their town in Ukraine, Shlomo Applebaum and his son Zonder were welcomed by Baptist farmers Mifidi and Senia Logotsky. The next spring, Shlomo and Zonder left the farm to join the anti-Nazi resistance, a decision that saved their lives. The Nazis had intensified their searches of homes. Two other Jewish friends, Liova and Srulik, stayed. No sooner had the other Jews left when Nazi soldiers arrived to search the farm and found the hidden Jews, who were shot on the spot. Mifidi was hauled off by the Nazis, who tortured and interrogated the poor farmer. The Nazis asked him if he knew the consequences for helping Jews. Mifidi looked at his persecutors and said, You can take my body, but not my soul. The Nazis executed Mifidi Logotsky. Then they burned down his farm and stole all of his livestock. Senia was now a widow with two young children. Until the end of the war, they were not only homeless, but forced into hiding. Zonder Applebaum survived fighting with the anti-Nazi resistance and made Aliyah, immigrating to the Holy Land, just as his rescuers had promised he would. And in 1989, successfully lobbied for Mifidi and Senia Logotsky and their daughter Daria to be named Righteous Gentiles. I'll share another story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
The State of Israel has recognized over 27,000 friends of the Jewish people as Righteous Gentiles. Find out how much you know about these heroic men and women by visiting ifcj.org/heroes.